yourself the way you see it. Thank you.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning, listeners. It's 0900 hours. It's the Jay Wright Show. We're live in the studio at WJNI 106.3 live. And in the studio, it's the Sunday morning platform that you're all familiar with. We do it every Sunday morning and have been doing it for more than a year now. I want to thank all my listening audience and all those that call in. I try to call in. I do want you to be a part of the show. So it's always great to have a platform that includes, that's inclusive, that gets everybody involved in the show. As always, I want to thank Joe on the ones and twos. When you call into the show, Joe is my first line of defense. So you'd be nice to Joe, and he might get through to me, but Joe's the first line of defense, my man. Thank you, Joe, for being in the studio. Joe's a very quiet guy. You know, so you don't hear much from him. I have to ask him from time to time to say things, but nonetheless, moving right along to Jay Wright Show. The sponsors, you make up the show. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to bring the information every Sunday to the guests, to all the guests and the listeners on the Jay Wright Show. You know who they are. The sponsors are Ask You Paint and Body Shop, Dorothy's Funeral Home, F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport, just talking to Fred all the way into the studio this morning. Gyra's Place in Charlotte, North Carolina. Johnson Hall Funeral Home. Hannibal's Kitchen. The Family Seafood Market, 843-747-1999. Go get your crabs, your fish, your shrimp. They're open. Check Masters, check cashing. Tree of Life Ministry on Rivers Avenue. Wallace and Tammy and those guys, they're keeping the prayer over the top of the Jay Wright Show and make sure that things go well and I'm all prayed up. Thank you to them. Tree of Life Ministry, Rivers Avenue. As always, again, a pleasure to be in the studio and have the opportunity to bring information to you. You know, we just hosted, got a couple guests on the show, as I always typically do. We just hosted the 44th Annual Bridge Run on yesterday. It's the first time since 2018 that we've had the bridge run. And if you're one out there that you ran, you walked, you just participated at whatever level, give me a call. I'd like to know what you thought of yesterday's bridge run. And, of course, if you did witness it, the winner, he ran that 10K in less than 30 minutes, I think like 28 minutes and some seconds. You know, that's pretty fast, you know, to get across that bridge from Mount Pleasant to downtown and 30 minutes. Some people will tell you it's a struggle to get that far in traffic in 30 minutes. So it is amazing. It does happen, and it did happen just yesterday. What was also unique about it, and I want to get your thoughts to listen audience, so call up 843-308-9564. Be a part of the show. Call up. I want to hear your thoughts. Is that 45th Bridge Run that's scheduled for April 2nd of 2022, will that be larger than the audience that we got on yesterday? Speaking of the audience, I want to talk about the fact that there were anticipated about 25,000 people that registered for the run, but only about 19,000 showed up. So we were about 6,000 people shy. Why? What happened to them? What caused them to not want to show up and be a part of that annual bridge run? And it's a big deal for us. What happened? If you're one of those 6,000 that didn't come and you were registered, call up Jay Wright Show, 843-308-9564. I want to hear from you. I want to hear why you didn't come. I want to hear from anyone that participated and in the bridge run. You know, today at from 11 to 6 in Somerville, they're having the Italian Fest today, and that's on Hutchinson Square. So if you're looking for something to do today and you want to go out to Somerville, I got a lot of listeners on the Jay Wright Show to listen to the show out in Somerville. So opportunity to get out today, get some, the weather's perfect. You know, we're in that fall season. It's not as hot. 11 to 6 today in Somerville, the Italian Fest. So get out and enjoy that. I always had a problem with Somerville, but my problem goes back to high school football days when I thought that whenever they came over to play Wando, they would go and get some NFL players, and then they would come to Mount Pleasant and show up and, you know, just literally beat beat Wando like, you know, they were stepkids. But that's my own problem. I got an old problem with Somerville, but I'll get over it. I just always thought they brought NFL players in to play us. But that's a problem I got to get over with. But anyway, today, go out to Somerville and enjoy the Italian Fest. This is going on 11 to 6. The missing young lady, they found her. Where's that boyfriend at? We gotta find that boyfriend. I don't think I think he's been given some privileges that typically people won't get and shouldn't get. We gotta find him. I don't know. Are we gonna find him alive? Are we not gonna find him alive? He's been a person of interest since the discovery of her being missing. He's been a person of interest from day one. So will we find him alive? I mean, and how did he just kind of evaded the system and walked away as if, no one had a chance to even question him? He goes away on a trip with her, comes back, there's no her. That's just something right about that. 843-308-9564 is the number, and I know you got an opinion about it. I want to hear your thoughts. Is the family participating in a cover-up? We'll find out, huh? I'm sure there's got to be something said, and there's got to be something said about this story. It has been beating the airwaves off for quite some time. But, you know, I want to get to something I think that that I want to get your opinion on, too. I have a strong opinion about and are the topic of conversation about what we all witnessed this past week. I thought it was very disturbing and probably at best. I thought it was made for TV. I actually thought I was watching a movie. But how many of you watched the incident down the border with the Haitians being whipped by the guys on horses? I mean, how many of you saw that? And what did you think of that? I thought it was kind of amazing to see that type of activity in today's climate. You know, it just kind of looked so much like something you think you would see on TV. And, does God not like Haiti? Because things are always happening down there. I mean, things are always happening there with them as it relates to infrastructure, as it relates to no one being vaccinated just as of months ago. And then this, you know, it just seemed something that I never thought we would see. But one of the things I want to also mention, and I want your opinion on it as well. I listened to an interview this week by Maxine Waters. I appreciate her for all her years. But one of the things I think I was most disturbing, and I would ask her if I was to get a chance to interview her on the Jay Rice Show, was you mentioned the fact that you have been working with the Haitian government for over 30 years. And 30 years is a long time. And when we see these type of activities that are still going on in Haiti and the fact that you're saying you've been working with that government for over 30 years, how does that fare? I'm Jay Wright. I could be wrong. I could be absolutely wrong about what I'm saying here, but it is kind of disturbing when you hear I've been working with the government for over 30 years, and then we look at the situation. Does God hate Haiti? I don't know. Maybe you can tell me. Got a caller online. We're going to jump right into the caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome, WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Wright Show.
Good morning, Cousin John Wright.
Good morning, Cousin Emily. Y'all know Cousin Em, the weekly caller. She chimes in. She is in on the show from the time it starts to the time it ends. How are you feeling this week, Em, and what's on your mind?
Fine. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Oh, yes, I do have a lot to say. One thing I want to talk about is this Haitian situation.
Right.
Okay. The thing is, our Haitian brothers and sisters have never been forgiven.
Okay.
From the time they threw Europeans out of the country.
Okay.
And so this is why you see, well, we don't want them to come over here and mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. kind of mess. And those guys that were on horseback, like chasing them down, it was really disgusting. It reminds me of what happened centuries ago in the Caribbean, okay, and on our soil as well.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah. You know, I didn't even know that they I didn't even know they still had whips. I thought that had long been a thing of the past. You know, I didn't think that we even still in America even had could say that. Oh well, we have whips over in this government or that government that. You know, I didn't think that was so.
Yeah, it's outrageous. Yeah. And the situation with the young lady that they found her remains, her boyfriend, you know, they need to find him.
Yeah,
because I think he's disgusting for what he has done. Because that's somebody's child.
Right.
And they need to find him.
Yeah, it is. It is very disgusting and it's very disturbing. But you know, one thing I think that did come from that, Emily, and I wanted to get your opinion and any of the callers or listeners that are listening as well. I'd like to get your opinion. I think what has happened, and you could tell me if I'm right or wrong here, that it seemed like the amount of attention that this young lady has gotten this past week or in the last couple of days in regards to her disappearance and her coming up missing, it seemed like there's been a ripple effect of now all of a sudden we're now hearing more and more and more about people that have been missing, that I have been missing for some time. I reported missing. Whereas I think this is a sad occurrence, sad situation for us to now hear about those other ones, but what has been, what have we been doing in the past so that we're not giving the same level of attention to each case? Because we're talking about loved ones, right?
Right, that's right. Okay. Exactly. But what I think it has a lot to do with is racism.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with that because right in Virginia, there's a young lady right now that has been missing since the first of this month. Okay, when she left her mother's house, they said that she had mental illnesses or whatever, but she's still missing. Her family, I saw them on TV this morning. They had were looking for her yesterday. They had an entourage of people, and there were, you know, white people, black people, you know, looking for this young lady.
Well, that's
30 years old.
Well, you know, that's a good sign then, because, you know, if it's if it is the appearance of racism, at least there is a collective effort in the search for her. So that means that that, you know, we've crossed the bridge at least. Right. And I want to thank you so much for always calling in, always listening in.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I appreciate your comments every week.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'll be calling you later. I'll be calling you a little later today.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Thank you again, Emily. And take care. Enjoy the rest of the day.
You're welcome.
All right.
You too. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Cousin Em. Cousin Em, y'all know her. She chimes in every week. There's always somebody when I throughout my week that says to me, oh, I love listening to Cousin M and her views. It's great to have her. You know, this past week, I also was talking to a good friend of mine, Bonnie Blakely, and Bonnie was talking about how he had recently talked with Bill Saunders, and most of you know Bill Saunders. Bill Saunders used to be the man behind WPAL and all the great work that he did. He's a mentor and a legend in his own, and, you know, I only hope to be a fraction of who he was. Bonnie did say that that Bill Saunders was not doing well. So I want to, you know, give a shout out to Bill Saunders and his family and lift him up. And he is a legend. So we'll hear more about him as we go along. But I got a call online. We're going to jump right into the caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Rice Show.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I'm on the ones and twos this morning.
Oh, my God. You know, when I heard this voice, I said to myself, why does this sound like the Professor T-Bass?
Man, I just had to call it. You know, a lot of times I listen to your show from afar, you know.
Absolutely.
I don't get much time off, so I gotta take it when I can get it. But I wanted to add my thought to this morning.
Okay,
good,
well, listen.
Show, by the way,
well, you know, you're always welcome, Professor T-Bass. Listening,
yes,
audience,
sir.
This is Professor T-Bass. So this is my line of defense this morning, calling in because he got a comment, and I kind of think I already know where you're going. But let's hear from Professor T-Bass. Welcome, sir.
Well, it's about Haiti.
Okay,
that's the situation.
Right.
But my chime in is, all the different, and it's not really, I guess, specifically Haiti. It's the way that this always happens. Because, you know, everything we saw, we know it's terrible.
Right.
You know, the horseback, the optics are terrible, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. let's just, nobody can disagree with that unless you want to be disagreeable.
Right.
But my question is whether they're Haitian, Mexican, Honduras, from wherever they have come, how do we keep allowing Mexico and the many countries that they have to go through to get to where they ended up? How does that keep happening and nobody ever says a word, but they're ready to blame whichever government is in, you know, whether it's Trump, Biden, Obama, mm-hmm. Bush, you can go back far as you want. How does 12 to 15,000 people show up? They didn't come through America. They came through Mexico, Honduras, and many, many other countries.
Right.
And it's about 2,000 miles from Haiti to Del Rio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get there by plane or boat. How did they get there? And once again, we got to look with a finer eye, because this is amazing that we only see people under that bridge in that border town, but we never see how they got there.
Yeah,
Jay,
yeah, yeah.
They're poor.
Yeah.
They didn't have no money. How did they get 1,800 miles,
Professor?
To get there,
Professor T-Base, man. You know I got nothing but love for you, man, and the fact that you chime in makes my show right. And you know, I know those images were disturbing, and it just seemed like there was an abuse of authority. And I immediately have to say, as a conscious individual, that I've been watching border issues, and you and I and many others have been listening and watching border issues for years. I'm not talking 2, 3, 4, 5. We're talking 10.
Decades.
We've been watching, but never, ever seen border activity to this level. So you know, I do got a problem when Maxine Waters says she's been working with Haiti for 30 years, because then Jay Wright wants to know, and what has been done, right? And then
That's
Jay
right.
Wright, being who I am, I like to ask, does God hate Haiti or what, Professor T-Base? What's going on there? So,
well, it's a lot going on, and unfortunately, the uneducated and the weak-minded, they go to one or two things always.
Right.
But
right.
always deeper. Is this political warfare at its best?
Yeah.
Because once again, why is not Mexico ever brought into the conversation of culpability?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They allowed 20,000 people to just trek through their country, or did they help them get to where they have now ended up? Or who did it?
Yeah,
who provided food, transportation? They weren't working. They had no money to start with. So I just ask people to look with a little finer eye, if you will, and quit allowing yourself to get swallowed up in ignorance. And then when you're ignorant to something, then you use your heart. And if your heart ain't right, that's how hate, racism, all that stuff starts anyway.
Because
you're looking from the wrong perspective, and you don't even take the time to get the information. You just use your senses and your sensibilities.
Absolutely. Well, Professor T-Base, man, it's always a pleasure to have you call in. You are my man, 100 grand. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So, until we talk again, man, thank you so much for chiming in. And you enjoy the rest of this day, man, because you don't get much days off, brother.
Absolutely. All right, my sir.
Take care,
bye-bye,
sir. Y'all heard him. Y'all heard Professor T-Base. He's called in. He's a part of this show. He will forever be a part of this show. And nothing he can do about it. You know, I appreciate him, and I appreciate you. I was waiting on a caller to call in from the Delancey Foundation. I anticipate I'm going to be calling in just a few minutes. So as soon as you call him, we'll get him up here. But also, you know, your opportunity to chime in is there. 843-308-9564. So if there's anything I talked about and you want to talk about, call out to the Jay Rice Show. We'll welcome that. I'm going to get my guests on the line, jump right in. Good morning, Eric Meek. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, man. I'm sorry for the little delay and interruption there.
Oh, no problem.
I want to thank you for joining my show this morning. You are with Delancey Street.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my millions of listeners on the Jay Rice Show wants to know, what is Delancey Street? Because I know it's not, you know, not the Delancey Street in New York City.
No.
But it's Delancey Street. Who are you? What is Delancey Street all about, sir?
Okay. Well, first off, thank you for having me. And second, we are named after the Delancey Street in New York City. But okay. Delancey Street, what we are is a nonprofit self-help organization for drug addicts, alcoholics, ex-convicts, and other men and women that have hit rock bottom. We're not a rehab. We are a community where men and women learn to care for each other, develop values, self-reliance, self-worth, and gain some dignity so that they can transition back out into the community and be beneficial to the community.
Good. You know, your role there is you're legal and intake coordinator. Where is Delancey Street?
I'm in Delancey Street, South Carolina. We're in North Charleston, but we actually have six houses around the country.
Okay.
The first house was started in San Francisco in 1971 by Dr. Mimi Silbert. Okay. We also have a house in Los Angeles, one in New Mexico, one in Brewster, New York, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Wow. And so we have one right here in North Charleston. And what's that address here in North Charleston? And can you get that address, please?
Yes. We're on the Old Navy base. The address is 2510 Hobson Avenue.
Absolutely. There's a reason why I asked you to give that address, Eric, because it's on the Navy base.
And, yes, it is.
and uniquely, I'm a retired Army veteran. And what I do know, and I talk about it quite often on my show, is that all that space that we have on all those military bases that are unoccupied and available to be used, Delancey Street, and I don't know who created the collaboration, who all was involved with, North Charleston's government. I don't know what role they played. I don't know what Charleston County government role they played in this. But whoever made this facility usable, I like to congratulate them.
Yeah, it's actually a great location. We actually we did collaborate with both mayors, Tecklenburg and Sumney, to restored these houses that are on the base. They were old admirals and generals' houses, and we actually live in them. And that's one of the things that makes Delancey Street unique from what you would consider traditional rehab. One of the things we like to do is change people's perception of how they would live.
Okay.
These guys are not living here in cinder block rooms, with small mattress stuff. We live in beautiful houses. And one of the things we want guys to learn is that there is a different way to live than what, you've been living like out there. Mm-hmm. So we do take pride in where we live, how we live. And that's very important part of the process of changing one's view, outlook on life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing I do. I have noticed, and I've been intended to get you guys on my show for quite some time now. But I every week I carry that card around. Like, I got to make this phone call. I got to make this phone call because I knew how valuable and how instrumental you were to and how you've impacted your community simply by the things you do. Several years ago, I was invited out to an event in North Charleston with one of the great radio person and TV personality, Tessa Spencer, and we were out there, and the guys from Delancey Street came up, and they were talking about the great things they were doing. And, me being a military man, I was just intrigued by the fact that they were talking about this rehabilitation and the use of this military installation. So I extremely became interested in that. So, I want to thank you, Eric, and I want to thank all those that's a part of this. What is Delancey Street impact on our community?
Well, our relationship with the community is two-way. We are a nonprofit. We don't take any government money. We try to teach self-reliance. But, you know, we do rely on donations from the community, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, and things like that. But conversely, the great thing about Delancey Street is we have a lot of manpower. We have a lot of guys here, strong guys, that can work, and we can do things that, you know, the average organization out there may not have the manpower to do. We actually have a small team here that works on donations.
Okay.
And one of the things we do, we get a lot of donations for food and items throughout the Charleston and Florida. We go up to Myrtle Beach, Savannah stuff. And one of the things what we like to teach the guys is that one of our core philosophies is helping others. So we get more food that we can use. We get more clothes that we can use.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we donate around North Charleston, especially to churches that feed homeless,
right.
People that need clothing, Oxford houses, whatever. We get a lot of donations. We go around, pick them up. We sort through them. And then we find people in need. So we also try to give back to the community as well. So what a lot of people have discovered in Delancey Street is helping others is a very, very powerful rehabilitation, ideology. People have found out helping others can get you out of yourselves. Thus, it helps you forget about your pain,
right.
and concentrate on someone else's. And it works a lot. So, we have a great two-way relationship with the community. Our guys are really respected out there. And we just try to put a new face on things, on volunteering and helping others.
You know, Eric, what you said is key, it's critical, it's valuable, it's important to society, because you said the ability sometimes to help others can be an offset from what your issues may be.
Yeah.
And just when you think that your issues are in dire straits, just terrible, you can go off and help somebody, and that interaction or that positive opportunity could be what's needed to reinforce or to change your thinking. I think that's an awesome concept, and it only makes the value of Delancey Street just that much stronger, you know. If you're a listener and you're listening right now to the Jay Rice Show, earlier Eric mentioned that there's not just one Delancey Street, but there's six others around the United States. Is that correct again, Eric?
Six total, yes.
Okay, great, great, great. What are the biggest challenges and obstacles for Delancey Street?
Well, you know, working with the population we have, all of us here are residents, so
mm-hmm.
we've been there. And what my job is working with the legal system a lot,
you know,
trying to find guys that need help and get them in here.
Okay.
Unfortunately, one of our biggest obstacles is our legal system.
Uh-huh.
Since the 80s, drug addiction and other crimes have been, the country has felt that punishment is the what works. We need to punish people that have done wrong in their lives. But anyone who's been in the system, and most people that worked with it, know that does not work. When guys trying to get someone to come to a place like Delancey Street, that is not for profit, that's not promoted by the government, not promoted by big business, is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because our prison system is designed to keep people in jail. So
right.
I go around the jails throughout South Carolina and interview guys to see if they're fit for the program. And I interview so many, and we want to get so many guys in here, but a lot of the time they are sent for jail time instead because it's mandatory, minimum sentences and things like that. So one of our biggest obstacles is convincing people that people can change. Putting a drug addict in prison does not change them. It holds them up for 10, 15 years, then they're released back into society,
mm-hmm.
not having changed one bit.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to change the ideology is one of our biggest challenges. Another one is just social attitudes towards our population.
Right.
But, that does change depending on whether a person has dealt with that situation. What people don't realize, a lot of people out there do have family members or friends that have been in our situation. But a lot of people haven't, and it's just changing the society's outlook on addiction is one of the things that we really strive to do, because it's something that can be overcome, but not by punishment. That just does not work for this.
You know, Eric, I agree with you 1,000% on the whole premise around the prison industrial industry and how much money is involved in that. I mean, that is literally a very profitable, lucrative industry. And not only is it profitable and lucrative, but what my problem has always been with it and is that the misuse of drug addicted are the mental challenge individual that we have in society. I think, you know, I think those that industry has abused those two in particular to build up and to make taxpayers like myself and others, all the millions of listeners, have to feed into. You know, I think that I had a show recently, and one of the things I wanted to get the listening audience show views on was jail just too easy. And because there's just too many repeat offenders, it was a great show. I thought the topic was unique. But, you know, I'm really happy to know that there is a Delancey Street out there that's trying to do the recovery work and to bring people back and, you know, create a better society for all of us. You know, your core principles and your core beliefs for what Delancey Street was designed to do, that began, what year did that begin here locally? And
Delancey Street, actually, I believe we opened up in 2008. We actually opened up on another name, S.E. Strong, which was started by a Delancey Street, New York graduate. But around 2016, we kind of just changed the name over to Delancey Street. It became an actual Delancey Street house. There are actually hundreds of programs out there modeled after Delancey Street, but there's only the six in the actual name.
Well, that's very good. Well, you know, I do want to thank both governments that have played a critical role in that, because I think, you know, what you guys do is good for us and all. And Eric, I want to thank you so much for taking time, man, out of your busy schedule to be on the Jay Rice Show this morning. We will have to do this again. I want people to become more familiar with Delancey Street. That address is 2510 North Hobson Avenue, and that's in North Charleston. It is on the Navy base. The phone number over there is 843-554-5179. I'll repeat that number, 843-554-5179. And if you go to the Jay Rice Show on WJNI's website, the website and Eric's information about the Delancey Street is posted there. Go and take a look at it. I do have a podcast, and, you know, so this same show will be available within the next couple of days that you'll be able to listen to it. So, Eric, thank you, man, for what you're doing out there. And Eric, are you a native of Charleston?
No, I'm not. I came from North Carolina.
From North Carolina. Okay, then. Well, we welcome you here, man. We thank you for
I love it, the city.
I listen, man, I was gone for 29 years. I'm back home after 29 years. I've been home for the last 8 years. And that's right. You're here for the same reason why I'm back home. I love this city as well, man.
It's great.
All right, so thank you so much for coming in from North Carolina. We welcome you here, and continue keep up the great work. And anything imparting, sir.
All right, thank you. Anyone who wants any more information, please contact us. We love to be in touch with the community.
Outstanding, Eric. Thank you so much, man. And take care, and we'll be in touch soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Eric Meek. Eric does legal intake coordinator down at Delancey Street. That's a good program. If you're not familiar with it, become familiar with it. You know, there's always a great opportunity to shine the spotlight on those that are doing remarkable things in our community and programs that I think we need to be made familiar with. You know, I am tough on the prison industrial industry because there's a lot of taxpayers' dollars in that industry that I think, you know, that's not being used appropriately. But who am I? I'm only Jay Wright. You know, I don't know that I'm right. I don't even know that I'm wrong, but I am going to be Jay Wright. That's at the end of the show. I am the host, and I'm going to be Jay Wright. So you tell me if I'm wrong. Question about the kids and vaccines. Where are you as a parent with that? You know, we see that 5 to 12-year-olds, they're eligible now, and then there's also the booster that's out there. Where are you with your kids being vaccinated now? You know, I know we can go back in time and we can talk about, you know, vaccination and from the time you're being born to school age. So where are you as a parent? If you're one of those parents out there that are ready to have your kids vaccinated, give me a call, 843-308-9564. I'd like to hear from you. If you're one of those that are hesitant, and let's just say your kid might have been exposed and already have, you believe that your kid have some antibodies that, you know, that would last for to ward off another infection. What is the time frame that you're being told about those antibodies, and how long will they last to before your child may need to be vaccinated? But it's a question that's out there, because vaccination is now available. We do know that there is a spread of younger folks that are being coming down with COVID. So how do you feel? You know, I just want to know what are your position on this health crisis that just seemed to have been going on for quite some time. One of the things I did hear this week, and I just think it's, you know, irresponsible when you say things. You know, we live in a society where you're free to say whatever you want to. You're free to choose whatever you choose to do. But there was a comment this week I thought that it's kind of irresponsible, and it was called scamdemic or something. Something I read, and I just thought that was quite irresponsible, because my first thought was, you know, if you're one that want to call it a scamdemic, what are you? I'd love to get you in a room with someone that has lost their life, so a loved one, and see how well that argument or disagreement may go based on your theory. We're close. We're very close to election of November 2nd. I got another caller online. I'm going to jump right in. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Wright Show.
Good morning, Jay Wright. How are things going with you this morning?
Good morning. How are you this morning, brother?
I'm doing well. I think I call that a good time, because one of the things I wanted to mention was the upcoming November elections, and let your listening audience know about your candidacy over at the Town of Mount Pleasant Water Commission.
Thank you.
I think that we need to get support and get everybody mobilized behind your efforts there.
Thank you very much, Wallace. I really appreciate that, man. You know, I was just going to talk about the elections. And what's funny, man, is that what I was going to say, you know, I don't really too much talk about my race, you know, but it was disturbing. I think I had to be honest with something that was a little disturbing this week. I was a part of a virtual where the two mayor candidates was on, and myself and the other two that's running for the two seats that's available that in the race that I'm in. And I think what's most disturbing was there was a virtual put on by Leader Women Voters, Montu News, Chamber of Commerce, and the Post and Courier. And of the 90,000 plus residents of Mount Pleasant, we only had 44 people viewed the virtual, man. I thought it was disturbing. I said, 44 people, man, that is terrible.
That's voter apathy right there, man. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That is horrible. But I really do want us to get some support behind you, because as one that is a customer of the Mount Pleasant Waterworks, I've seen that some of their tactics that they were successfully sued on earlier years back are now creeping back into the program. Mm-hmm. You know, I live primarily here in Tampa, and I get my bills online, so I may be a couple of days late making the payment. They've added in that hefty late fee, which I'm complaining about, if you're just a day or two late. You know what I mean? It's not something that I do all the time, but it does happen occasionally. And I think that the fines that they're starting to impose again, which were once eradicated, needs to be marginalized again. And so I think we need people of the people, like yourself, to make that process a lot easier. And there's some other issues. Well, I've got a brother that's building a house in Hamlin. He's having some water commission issues as well. I think that it just needs to be a more user-friendly commission. And I think there's some issues that definitely need to be addressed. So we'll get to that later. I just want to let everybody out there listening know that you are on the ballot this November, and they need to go out and support you, because we need an African-American voice on the commission. Right now, we don't have one. I don't think we've ever had one.
No.
And you're certainly the voice that's needed right now. The other issue I was calling about is concerning the missing young lady. I think your callers already have brought up some very good points that there seems to be a lot of discrepancy in how missing persons are being advertised, for lack of a better word, in this country. My wife mentioned to me just last night that this gospel R&B singer, Kelly Price, had been missing for a week or two. And I didn't hear anything about it. I'm sure you probably didn't hear anything about it.
No.
But we've heard all about this young lady being missing, you know. But this black R&B singer, whose life is just as important, hasn't gotten any airplay. So I think, yes, when it comes to missing persons, that white females still takes the lead in terms of America's sympathy, in terms of America's ears, and in terms of the news making that a priority. So there certainly needs to be changes there. Here locally, that's been a topic. And to try to rectify the situation, they've been bringing up all these black missing females that have been missing for years that hadn't gotten that airplay. So if nothing else, hopefully that'll be a benefit from this case. And one last thing I'd like to mention is something I personally didn't know until I studied for the Florida Bar this past summer, is that in Florida there's a little-known law that if you're a relative of someone that's wanted for a crime, you kind of get a pass. If it's your son, if it's your brother or sister, if you're a close relative, you actually won't be charged for assisting them after the fact to a certain degree from escaping being captured.
Wow.
And I wasn't aware of that.
Wow.
And I'm sure a lot of people aren't aware of that, and I'm sure that that's something that the parents of this young man have taken full advantage of, because they're the one that has 13 different agencies, including the FBI and the Marshal Service, scouring this reserve in Sarasota County where he supposedly went hiking. And like you said, that's kept them focused there when they're now reporting that he's spotted in Canada and other places. I think that may have been a deliberate ruse to get officials looking left while he went right.
Wow.
Whatever the case may be, I think it's wrong. I think it's, like you said, he had gotten the benefit of some unfair and unworthy police deferment while he's been able to make this escape.
Wow. Wallace, you know, what you shared is something I was not aware of, you know, and the Kelly Price issue is real, and we do need to talk about her and others. But one of the things I want to make sure my listening audience are aware, Wallace and I are very good friends. Wallace is my legal buddy, my legal friend, and we talk all the time about these issues, and I think you all, most of the listening audience, can probably tell that. But what I want to share that we'll share with you, listening audience, the millions of listeners, as well as also a sponsor. So expect to hear within the next couple of weeks Wallace Washington in the studio so he can help answer some of these legal questions and talk about some of these legal issues that I am not aware of and that he's a subject matter expert at. Wallace, I want to thank you, man, for calling. I got my guests calling in line. But thank you so much for
always,
what you do.
Always.
And WJNI 106.3 listeners, that Wallace is a sponsor, and expect to have the lawyer in the studio one day real soon answering all your legal questions.
Okay, Jay, you take care, man. See you having a great show.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Y'all heard him. Yeah, that's Wallace Washington. He's a good friend of mine. He calls in. You're going to hear from him soon. I got to jump right in. I got a caller on the line. Good morning. Is this councilman from the city of Charleston, Mike Seekings?
Here I am. Good morning. How are you?
I am well, sir. Good morning to you, and welcome to the Jay Wright Show again. It's
happy
always a pleasure.
Here. You're always kind to have me on to talk about lots of good things in the community.
Absolutely, man. It's always a pleasure to have you on. You know, I know yesterday I talked earlier in the show about our 44th annual bridge run, and uniquely, Mike, you and I generally see each other right on the corner of Simmons and Rose Lane. Somehow or another, that just seemed to be where we run into each other every year for this run. I didn't see you yesterday morning. I said, where is he?
I was there. I actually got up early as my usual task, get up on that bridge and set up the mile markers. And I found myself over at Mount Pleasant at the start line. And I looked around. I said, you know, I'm going to run this run. And I did. It was an amazing day after 19 months for a community event like this to have been silent, to get some people out on our streets and have some life out there. Really great day. So, sorry I missed you, but glad that it happened. And we'll be back again in April, by the way. So 6-month hiatus and back we go again.
That's right. I'll be looking for you on at our general spot. It's about a 20-foot spot between Rose and Coleman, and that's where we usually see each other. So I'll be looking for you in April.
Well, good.
April 22nd now. Mike, let's talk about this Route 32 changes, man, and Carter and some of that awesome work that's being done there.
Well, you know, first and foremost, when you've got infrastructure, particularly public infrastructure in a community that's, you know, substandard, and clearly the North Bridge has got some challenges. When you can only get between communities one way, and that's in a car, and you shut it off for other people or make it so dangerous to get across that you just won't do it. We felt at CARTA, as with other agencies and anyone else in this community, a sense of responsibility to make a safe passage, safe crossing accessible for everybody. So we've increased the frequency of Route 32 across both ways, lanes of that bridge. And if you're walking across, got a bike, get to the stop, hop on. We'd love to have you and your bike, and we'll get you safely across that bridge. And that starts October 3rd. We just need to make sure we have the equipment to do it. So starting October 3rd, at least one new way to get across the bridge safely.
Well, that's going to be good because I there have been constant, if anyone is paying attention, a lot of issues around that. And so October 3rd would be the start date. I think, you know, I want to thank you and your collaboration with Mayor Will Haney and Mayor Carroll over in the IOP for when you were last on the show, we talked about the beach and Carter's access to the beach and the pickup at Town Center. I think that went extremely well. Did you agree?
It went really well. It built ridership over the course of the summer. We still were dealing with a little bit of the lingering effects of COVID and getting the word out there. But by the end of the summer and on the last weekend, we had plenty of ridership, lots of repeat customers. Likely you're going to see that service ramp back up again in the next beach season. We'll try to make it even better and more efficient. But, you know, CARTA is out there in the community, and we feel like everybody else, a sense of responsibility to give access to parts of the area that people otherwise wouldn't have at a very affordable rate. The beach reach was one. Now getting over the North Bridge is another, and the expanded Route 32. So more to come, but we're paying attention for sure, and we love the fact that you're helping us get the word out there. And please don't forget, tell your listeners, go to RideCarta.com. There's lots of information on there about what we're doing, what we're going to do, and how you can participate in it.
And that's RideCarta.com, correct?
That's correct.
That's right. My listeners, man, their legs crossed. They got coffee, mimosa, tea, hot chocolate, and they're listening to Jay Rice Show, and they're listening to Councilman Mike Seekins. And so they're writing it down, and I know they're going to go there. I really appreciate what you all and CARTA have done. I think it's been a great collaboration for my show to be able to bring this information, and I appreciate you for taking time out of your schedule to come on from time to time and talk about the great work of CARTA.
Absolutely. Your listeners got the right person to listen to if they want to hear about what's going on in their community. And I'm jealous that they're sitting there with the hot chocolate and mimosas. I'm going to have to pour me a hot chocolate when I'm done here.
All right. Well, Councilman Mike Seekers, man, Route 32 coming October 2nd, North Bridge, something to look forward to, right?
That's right. And one other thing, if we got a second, you know,
yes,
we've
sir.
Also expanded our CARTA On Demand service,
mm-hmm.
which is a service for those over 55 or who are already our Telluride customers in partnership with Uber and Uzerv. You can dial up a ride and go to the hospital, go to your doctors, and CARTA subsidizes up to, out of the 25, if it's a $25 ride, it's a $4 one way, and we subsidize the rest. So $4 gets you throughout our entire rider service to your doctor, to your hospital, on demand. Again, you can go to RideCarta.com on demand, learn about all that service. That has been very popular. We've had a number of repeat customers. It gets people to the doctor easily, on time, on their schedule, and it's a $4 ride. So please get out there and take advantage of that. We're thrilled when our customers do it. Just another service provided by CARTA out there in the community for a worthy cause, which is getting people to healthcare, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mike. And then, you know, Mike, what I absolutely love about you, about the work that you're doing with CARTA and these different initiatives that's popping up, we always trying to get people off the roads, right? We're always trying to get cars off the road. So what better than services like you're offering to so that we can minimize some of that traffic conversation? Agree?
Well, but we want to get people to where they want to go when they need to get there. And if they don't have a car, you know, those who are dependent on transit, we want to make it very user-friendly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we want to get cars off the road. It's better for our community to have less cars, more freedom. So CARTA really fits that bill, and we are doing our utmost to really expand the ways that people can use it. So whether you've got a car and you want to leave it behind, or if you don't have a car and you need our services, just keep paying attention and let us know what you see out there and what you need. Not too far down the future, Low Country Rapid Transit is coming. So transit is on people's minds.
That's right.
And we're gonna keep serving our community in a way that is beneficial to everyone, particularly those that are out there listening to the Jay Wright Show.
Absolutely. Well, Councilman Mike Seekins, I want to thank you so much for what you're doing with CARTA. October 3rd, Route 32, the North Bridge. Become familiar with it, as well as all of the great services that CARTA offer. Any parting words, sir? And again, thank you so much.
Well, listen, thanks for having me. As always, always happy to talk about what's going on in our community. Just reminding people to go to Ride CARTA, and I will see you next April at the corner for the bridge run. I think we'll have another great day out there.
All right. Well, listen, we can have mimosa before the bridge run, man. We won't tell anybody.
Maybe after. I think we'll clink some glasses when it's done. How about that?
There you go. Thank you again, Councilman Mike Seekins. Enjoy the rest of your day and go CARTA. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
That was City of Charleston Councilman Mike Seekins, great guy. He's all for he's LinkedIn, and he's constantly bringing you and I valuable information and insight about what's going on with CARTA. It's always a pleasure to talk with him. You know that anytime you hear him on the airwaves, there's gonna be something great coming out of CARTA, something that's involved. And at some point, you know, I think I have established this great relationship with CARTA. I believe one day, I know it's going to happen. I just have every reason to believe that one day you're going to hear me on the air and you're going to hear me say, and my sponsor, and I'm going to mention CARTA. That's going to happen. I'm believing that's going to happen. And me and the millions of listeners know that there's a reason why I bring them on. But more importantly, it's about information sharing. I think that the value of the Jay Wright Show is to ensure that I share valuable information from critical, important people with you, because it is the Jay Wright Show, but I'm only as good as the guests and the folks that I bring before you. 843-308-9564 is the number. 843-308-9564 is the number. You're welcome to call in. I'm actually looking forward to hearing from somebody about any of the issues that we discussed this morning. I know you want to talk about them. So don't be afraid. Call up. You know, I was having this conversation with myself just recently, and I got a good friend of mine. We were talking about time and not having enough time and to do things. And I said to myself, I said, self, and then self said to me, yes, Jay Wright, you got a good friend out there that says he don't have time. I know he's listening to the show this morning. I know he's listening. We're talking about having time. You know who I'm talking about, and you know the conversation that we had. Make some time. We're going to make some time, because you got such valuable information, and you're such a big part of the Jay Wright Show and my life. And so make some time. We're going to talk about that, having time. So, you know, often I say, if I can't get you to do something, then I'll just talk about you on the air when I'm on the show. And you'll know who I'm talking about having time, making time. We're going to make some time to make some good things happen. Again, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure Sunday mornings to bring this information to you. 843-308-9564 is the number. I'd like to hear from you. Do you have a comment about what you witnessed down in Texas this past week? I don't know what to say about that. That was absolutely crazy. Does God hate Haiti? I mean, if you're one of those that know the answer, I'd like to hear you call up and tell me what you think. You know, also, I got to mention something that I'd be failing, I'd be remiss. You know, this week was very touching. I got a bracelet that was sent to me by my grandkids. I have three beautiful grandkids, grandson and two granddaughters, and they sent me they didn't send me because they ain't got no money, but the parents, Stephanie And my son obviously made sure that I got this bracelet with those kids' names on it. And I got it on right now. And whenever you see me, you don't have to ask me to see the bracelet. I'll proudly just show it to you. I'm very proud. I just love that bracelet this week. I was so heartfelt to get something from your grandkids. And so, yeah, when you see me, don't ask about the bracelet. I'll just be glad to just immediately, you know, flick my wrist so you can see it. I'm going to wear it all the time. But where are we with kids and vaccinations? We are coming up on the end of the show. But, of course, if you got a comment, I'd still like to hear from you. We just had the 44th Bridge run. That gentleman ran that thing in under 30 minutes. It takes longer in a car sometimes to get from Mount Pleasant to Marion Square, based depending on activity. So that happened on yesterday. There's a lot of things that's always going on. And, you know, if you remember, if there's something that I did not get to, you're welcome to always call up to the Jay Rice Show and remind me. Don't forget the Italian festival that's going on, or the feast that's going on today at Hudson Square and in Somerville. Get by there 11 to 6 p.m. today. And also, you know, in weeks to come on the show, I want to mention now that you'll hear other people that will host the Jay Wright Show. Now, they're not Jay Wright, but they're valuable to me. And so I'm bringing them before you. So expect in weeks to come, you're going to hear from one of my very good friends, Professor Damon Fordham. He's going to be in the studios hosting the Jay Wright Show. Real soon, that date is around the corner. Again, you'll hear from Wallace Washington and others that'll be here in the studio. I'll be out doing some campaigning, and as a result of that, then I won't be here in the studio. But I know they'll come in and they'll do a fine job for me, and then you will get a chance to hear from somebody other than me, so that way you can like be ready for the following week to hear Jay Wright again. It is always a pleasure to have people that are willing to help out. And you know Professor Damon Fordham. Everybody in the world knows him. So just be ready and stand by for that show and what Damon is going to bring to this listening audience. I'm not concerned about what's going to be said. I just know that I'll be listening best I can, because whatever he shares is going to be valuable and insightful. Board of Elections, we are 36 days away from the November 2nd election. We have the elections in city of Charleston. We have the elections that's going on in IOP. We have elections going on in the town of Mount Pleasant. A bunch of candidates, get to know who they are. Call up to the Board of Elections for anything you aren't aware of. That number is 843-744-VOTE, 843-744-6863. The email address is B as in boy, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, R as in Romeo, at charlestoncounty.org. Get online, find out who is running. Make sure you're paying attention. November 2nd is right around the corner. We're about 37 days away. And so be engaged and be informed. I know it's tough right now because there's always so much national news and things that are happening, and ironically, shootings and all that other kind of stuff that kind of takes your attention away from the issues. But always remember, your local politics, your local elections there's no elections bigger than your local elections. So be mindful of that. My sponsors that make up the Jay Rice Show, Ask You Paint and Body Shop, Dorothy's Funeral Home, F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport, Gyrus Place in Charlotte, North Carolina, Johnson and Hall Funeral Home, Hannibal's Kitchen, the Family Seafood Market, Check Masters Check Cashing, and the Tree of Life Ministry on Rivers Avenue. They're the sponsors that make up the Jay Rice Show, so they're responsible for allowing me to come to you every Sunday morning to give you this valuable insight and platform, and more importantly, give you the chance to interact with the Jay Rice Show. This is always great to be here in the studio. And I always look forward to being back every Sunday before you. So in parting, I want to say, stay in peace until next week. The Jay Rice Show, we're out.